For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
So we're looking tonight at a sermon titled Rebuke the Fever. Rebuke the Fever. And in this one, we are going to learn a faith principle which we can use when afflictions or sicknesses or diseases come, or any infirmity might come. And so let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we commit this time to you. We commit this word to you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are with us. Thank you, Lord, that your Spirit is moving in our midst, and we praise you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. So tonight we're looking at rebuke the fever. Rebuke the fever. Let's have a look at a few scriptures and lay down some faith principles, and a specific faith principle we'll go through is about speaking in faith. So let's look at Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verses 18 to 22. Matthew 21, verses 18 to 22. So we read here in Matthew 21, starting from verse 18, "Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward for ever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away?" So let's just pause there. What was he speaking to? It was to a fig tree, wasn't it? So we see that he said to the fig tree, "Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever." Did he think there was power in his words? He did, didn't he? But notice what he says in Matthew 21, verse 21 here. He says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith..." So now he's talking to the disciples. He's talking to believers. "If ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree..." So he's saying that you can speak to fig trees. Isn't that what he's saying? "Ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." In verse 22, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." So we see that believing in prayer, believing the word, asking in a believing way, ye shall receive. Does that apply, for example, to healing? Yes, it would. Because it says all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. And all things would cover asking for healing, asking for strength, asking for deliverance. Believing, ye shall receive. So I want you to see what Jesus did. He rebuked the fig tree because it wasn't bearing fruit. His disciples noticed that the fig tree had withered away. Okay, there was a particular time that went by and then the fig tree had withered away. And in verse 21, Jesus talks about having faith. Now we know that we can build our faith up. We can build our faith up in healing, for example, by coming to the Word of God in a believing way and receiving it into our spirits in a believing way and meditating on it and allowing it to become the engrafted Word within us. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we can have faith. Never say, I cannot have faith. You can have faith. Jesus says you can have faith. In fact, he commands, and we won't turn to it, but he commands in Mark 11, have faith in God. Have faith in God. So he's saying, if you have faith and doubt not, so obviously faith and doubt can't be together, can't be operating together if you want to do things that come against natural problems. If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. He's talking about speaking to things. And verse 21 is not talking about praying. It's talking about speaking in faith. Speaking in faith. So we need to know when to speak in faith. We need to know when to pray. Because then he goes on in verse 22 and talks about praying. So speaking in faith, you can say unto a mountain, unto a problem, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And Jesus makes a promise, it shall be done. What's the caveat? What's the condition? If you have faith and doubt not. Okay, so let's go forward. Matthew 17. We'll look at a healing example here in Matthew 17. Now Jesus, we saw, spoke to the fig tree. He said you can speak to mountains. He also spoke to wind and water and storms. He spoke to devils, and we're going to see in a minute that he spoke to fevers as well. Now he's saying before, we just read it in Matthew 21, that you can speak to things too if you're a faith person. You can speak to things too. Now looking at Matthew 17 verses 14 to 21, Matthew 17 starting for verse 14, it says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Now, was Jesus happy about this situation? What do you think? Look at verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Well, verse 17 sounds as though that Jesus was not happy with a faithless and perverse generation. He's not happy with faithlessness. He's not happy with any of his people being without faith. What is he happy about? If you have faith, and doubt not. So there's a priority in our lives if we want to please the Lord, because the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please him. If you want to please the Lord and be in his will, there's a priority to build your faith up through the Word. And we can see here that Jesus in verse 17 is not happy about those that are faithless and perverse. Perverse means that they're going against the Word of God. Verse 18, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. So Jesus spoke to the devil that was behind this lunatic condition and caused this man's son to fall into the fire. and into the water. So in other words, it was trying to kill him. So Jesus rebuked the devil there. Can you see that? He spoke to the devil. He rebuked the devil. Rebuke gives the idea of a command to come out and leave and to stop the activity. And so we need to be people that have faith and also recognize when the devil is in operation and be able to rebuke the devil. And in this case, we see that the devil was behind the sickness, the condition there. Now, Jesus expected his disciples to do it. We can see that in this next part here. Verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" So they were trying to cast the devil out, but something was wrong. Something was wrong, and Jesus tells them why. Verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith..." What's he saying? If ye have faith... What's he saying? If ye have faith... Say it out. I have faith. I have faith. I have faith. We don't want to accept unbelief. Do not accept unbelief. You may be in a condition where you find it hard to believe things, but do not accept it. Because it is not pleasing to God. Because of your unbelief, he said, "For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed..." We know that we're given the measure of faith. Okay, that's what Romans 12 tells us. You're given the measure of faith. Well, you can start to exercise that faith. You start to speak to things that are not right and say, "Get right. Get out, devil. Get out, problem. Be fixed. Be whole." All that type of thing. Start to speak. Don't accept the things that you know are of the curse. The things that you know are not right. If there's a condition in your body, speak to it. Say, "You get out, because it is written, Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses." So get out. Leave me in the name of Jesus. Stop operating in my body. Speak to it. Speak to it. So they said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." So he addressed the unbelief problem, and obviously you must have faith to get rid of the unbelief problem. But how do you get faith? What did I say before? So then, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You must approach the word in the right way. You hear it, you believe it, you do it. Okay? And you speak it as the sword of the Spirit. Isn't that what Jesus did in Matthew 4 when the devil came as the tempter? He rebuked the devil and he used the sword of the Spirit. It is written. That's what we can do too. Okay, so let's not accept unbelief. Let's not accept mountains. Let's not accept things that are in the way of our health and healing, or in the way of our prosperity. Do not accept it. As a faith person, do not accept it. Do not accept those conditions. Get yourself in the will of God. If there's sin involved and you haven't repented, get that repented of, get that right, get yourself right, and then exercise in faith. Exercise in faith. So Jesus is saying, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, so that's a growing type of faith, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Verse 21, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. You have to be a person of prayer, and you have to be a person that fasts. If you are a person of faith, now he is fully expecting the disciples to do this. Didn't he say that before? He said, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree, but you'll speak to the mountain as well. He is saying that to us because we can have faith. He's saying it to his disciples, and we are his disciples. He's saying that to us. He gives this condition here. You must be a person of prayer and fasting. You know, if you're prayerless, if you don't pray, you're not bringing things to the Lord, you're not allowing the Lord to work in your heart, and it will undermine your relationship, your flow with him. Fasting puts down the soul for a time, puts down the things that would get in the way, and you put prayer in its place of food. Sometimes you can fast doing something you might like. You fast it for a time. Even fasting of a meal. I encourage people in the prayer meeting times to fast on that day, at least one meal on the day, because prayer and fasting is very important, and we must build it into our lives, because then it'll cause the flow of faith to come into you more and more. Let's have a look at 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. Now, we have looked at this quite a lot because we know how we must be if we are to have faith. But I want you to understand that you can't just see this in a theoretical way. You must see it as a practical solution to problems, and a practical way of operating on this earth, this devil-filled, darkness-filled, problem-filled, sickness-filled, cursed earth. Okay? You cannot be operating as a faith Christian without doing what this is saying. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now, Jesus talked about why aren't things working, and he talked about unbelief. He talked about having faith as a grain of mustard seed. And he talked about prayer and fasting. He's talking about getting yourself into a position whereby you're believing and speaking. You're believing and speaking, and things start to happen. Things start to move. So notice what it says, we also believe and therefore speak. What are we believing? Well, we're not believing nothing. We're believing God. We're believing his word. We're believing the truth. And we take hold of that and we act upon it. And the way to act upon it is to be obedient and to speak. We also believe and therefore speak. You see, we know if a person really believes the word by the fact that they act upon it and they speak it out. If they don't believe it, they won't act on it. So, let's look at Jesus rebuking a fever. Luke 4. Luke 4, verses 38 to 40. So what we're teaching tonight is a faith principle, which can be applied in the healing realm, and we see this example here in Luke 4, verses 38 to 40. So it says here, "And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her." Okay, Simon's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, Simon Peter, his mother-in-law, had a great fever. It's not a good thing. He had a great fever. And they besought him for her. They asked him to do something about it. Notice what Jesus does in verse 39. And notice he's not praying here. He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. I want you to notice in verse 39, he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. So a fever can be rebuked, and it requires a believer that has faith to do this, can be rebuked, and the fever will hear it. The fever will hear it, and it will leave. Can you see that? He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it, that's the fever, left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. So if a symptom comes to you, speak to it. Say, "No, I don't accept you. Get out in the name of Jesus." Now you have a choice. You have a choice. And this applies no matter your age. If you're a Christian, and particularly if you're a faith Christian, you have a choice. You have a choice just to accept it. Okay, now we're not against medication. But let me tell you that we want to go the way of the Lord, which is you go to God first. Go to God first. So don't accept fevers. Don't accept sickness. Don't accept disease. Don't accept infirmity. Do not accept it. Speak to it by faith. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. And you might think it's a very strange thing, and obviously it's something that to the world, to the natural, it's just not done. But to the spiritual person, there is a faith way, and God is showing it to us. We've read it in at least two places now about speaking to a mountain. Well, that's something that's in the way. Something that's in the way to your health. You can call that health problem a condition, whatever condition it is, you speak to it. And you speak to it in a rebuking way. Okay? There's lots of people that speak, and I hear it all the time, that speak and say, "Well, I always get a flu at this time of the year." What are they doing? They're speaking out things, aren't they? Let's not speak that way. Let's say, "No, God takes sickness from the midst of me." That's what I'm speaking. That's what I'm believing. Things like that. Things like that. Have a look at Matthew 8, verses 26 and 27. Now, one of the important things to understand is that we have the Lord Jesus Christ in us. The Bible says he dwells in our hearts by faith. We have the Spirit of God who works in and through us. This is the Creator we're talking about. This is the one who understands the physical more than anyone else. And notice what he does in Matthew 8, verses 26 and 27. Well, we'll start from verse 23, we'll start from Matthew 8. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Now, I think the next part of what Jesus says is quite interesting, because he addresses a big problem that many people have. We looked at unbelief. Okay, we looked at prayerlessness and people not fasting and not getting themselves right. But he addresses something else here in verse 26, and he saith unto them, why are ye fearful? It means full of fear. Why are ye fearful? You know, here's a question for us. Does the scripture say that God is always with us and never leaves us nor forsakes us? It does, doesn't it? It says he's always with us. And it also says that we can boldly say that he is our helper, and we will not fear what man shall do unto us. Many scriptures talk about not fearing. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, and so on and so on. But he says, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm, and the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? And yet Jesus is acting as though they didn't need to be fearful. They didn't need to have little faith. Do you think they might have been able to speak to the wind and the sea? Think on that. Think about that. Well, 1 John 2 verse 6 might even answer that for you. Let's have a look. 1 John 2 verse 6. What I want to encourage you to do, if you haven't been doing it, I want you to encourage you to speak to the problem and command it in faith to get out of the way, rebuke it, and use the word of the Lord to back you up. Say, because it is written, by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, ye were healed. By whose stripes ye were healed. That means me. I was healed by his stripes. And he healeth all my diseases. That's what the scripture tells us. So, looking at 1 John 2 and verse 6, he that saith that he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Jesus operated as a man of faith on the earth. He is the perfect example of the man of faith on the earth. And he is saying here, God is saying here, that if we say we abide in God, we also ought also to walk even as he walked, even as Jesus walked. So if he spoke to things, and he did say, you know, you would speak to fig trees, you would speak to things like mountains and so on. Anything that was stopping them from going across to the other side, they could have spoken to it. might sound amazing to some people's ears, but it's the truth. So we should be walking as our perfect example walked. And I want to finish with Psalm 41, verses 7 and 8. Psalm 41, verses 7 and 8. I want you to notice something here. Psalm 41, verses 7 and 8. Now, look, all around us there are people saying various things. They might even be well-meaning, but they'll say things that you do not have to believe. Okay? You do not have to take hold of and believe. And notice this, verse 7 and 8. All that hate me whisper together against me, against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Well, there'll be people whispering against you. There'll be people saying various things. There's all types of voices and words. But let's not choose to believe those things. Let's not choose to believe that we will lie down and not rise up anymore. Or a word from perhaps a well-meaning doctor, oh, you will never and can never be cured of that. Let's refuse that and speak to any condition or anything that is not of the Lord. Might be an evil disease, like it says here, an evil disease. But let's not accept words that are against the Word of God. All right? Now, because we walk by faith, not by sight, when you speak to something, you may not immediately see something change right then and there. But if you speak and continuing to speak according to the Word of God, rebuke the fever, speak to the mountain, continue to speak the Word, you will, according to the authority of the Word of God, you will see change if you have faith and doubt not. So get yourself into that position, and the Lord is going to do a work in your life. You know, the Lord wants to do a work in our lives, and we make available here this time where we can pray over people. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and let's position ourselves to receive from the Lord if we need to receive. There are various ways to receive your healing. One way is to operate like this, to rebuke the fever. You can ask in prayer. You can have hands laid upon you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that it is your will that we be people in health, in strength, that we be healed. You are the Lord that healeth us. We praise you, Lord, for that. And you heal all our diseases. We thank you, Lord, for the redemptive sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, for paying that price by his blood for our redemption, which includes healing from all sickness and infirmity. The stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, those stripes were laid upon him for a purpose, that we may be healed. And we praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. and thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.